Matt Greenwood speaking to Jeff Young, head coach of the Windsor baseball team, as they fall short here to Festus today at home 2-0. Coach, Charlie Pratt just kind of went out there for Festus and had himself a good ball game, and you know, more of a precision type pitcher, had a little bit of dip it appeared like in his fastball, and that curveball was in the right kind of spot. Kind of challenged you guys today, didn't it?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you might even be able to use the word dominate us. I mean, because even when we got the bat on the ball, it was in on the handle, or we weren't getting all of it, and so we didn't really give ourselves much of a chance today, and he had a great game. I mean, got to give it off to him, but sometimes we got to have a better approach at the plate too, and we didn't exactly put ourselves in positions. We let him take control of the at-bats at a couple times, and that kind of put ourselves behind and didn't allow us to get good wood on the bat either.
That first inning could have been a little bit messy. You get two outs right off the bat, then Festus loads up the bases. But you know what? Connor Hartman gets through that, gets a strikeout to end that inning. And then really from there on out, the base runners were pretty scarce, but Cole Wagner at the top of the order for Festus, able to get in scoring position twice, scored the second time. The first time he didn't, he was doubled off. But yeah, Festus just put guys on base in the right times and got the timely hits.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I think we had a total of three hits, and I think they had a total of four.
Right, yeah, very.
And so,
very little.
You know, basically when it comes right down to it, they got a hit when they needed one, and we didn't. Now, they got some more base runners than we did, but we didn't help ourselves. And Pratt had us weirded out at first base, too, somehow, and I'm not real sure why that happened today, because I think we have a lot of fast kids, and we probably could have stolen some bases if our heads were just a little bit more focused. But either way, he had us not only at the plate, but also over at first base when we got somebody on.
Turned out the turning point kind of in this game was that hit to left field and then the throw home, which was on time, on target. Unfortunately, your catcher there, Gumerick, kind of rushed the catch and tag, which is understandable in that kind of situation, yeah. But that was the only run that Festus really needed.
Yeah, that turns out. I mean, it would have been nice. You know, I kind of asked if he'd been out if we'd have caught that and you know, said yes. And so yeah. I kind of thought that was the way. But, you know, he's trying hard behind the plate for us, and he's done a really good job. And he just tried to rush it a little bit, and unfortunately we didn't get that.
Connor Hartman had great life to the fastball a couple of times, lost a little bit of the control, but he was getting strikeouts and getting ground balls, and it wasn't as if he was getting squared up too much here tonight. Your thoughts on his pitching performance?
No, Connor, I mean, he wasn't like what we know Connor to be. I mean, he struggled a little bit, even though he only gave up three hits and, you know, one run. He struggled. But with that being said, he still, like in the first inning, he worked through some issues. You know, he was going deeper in counts than what he normally does. And he worked through it. And you could tell he was a little frustrated in the first and second inning. But then he's kind of settled down and I think pitched really well. Unfortunately, you know, for him, this is now the second game where he's pitched, you know, 5-6 innings, and we've still yet to score a run for him. And so that's going to be tough when you have your big dog out there and he's not getting any run support.
I will say this, Coach Young. I understand the praise for Derek Williams. That fastball was you blinked and you missed it.
Yeah, Derek's good. He's a good ball player. He's young. He's got a lot of potential. He's still learning some things, but the athletic talent is there. The want is there, and he's going to be a good one for us for the next several years.
As you progress forward in your schedule, who are some of the upcoming opponents that you're kind of looking forward to saying, hey, guys, let's go out there, let's challenge, let's try to get those wins if we can? You know what? I'm feeling pretty good about this team.
Well, I mean, you know, you want to end the year, you know, kind of getting better. And right now we're struggling at the plate. I mean, that's just something special when we see people that are, you know, getting in our heads a little bit, or, you know, we're confused at the plate. And we need to figure out a way to get better with that. So next week we have Afton. Pierce Hartman's going to throw for us there. Hopefully we'll correct some things. And we come back with Perryville on Wednesday, another conference game, so there's not much time to work through the kinks. And then Saturday we got a doubleheader with Seckman and Farmington.
Well, Coach, I know when you get strong pitching, you always have a fighting chance. That was the case today. I just couldn't get the hits there. But you know what? Pitching is not easy to come by these days, and I think your guys, and you probably feel the same way, have what it takes to keep Windsor in every single baseball game they play.
Well, I mean, there's no question. You know, we lose an extra inning game to St. Charles West, and one that, looking back, we probably should have won. You know, Connor's last game before tonight against Zumal East, he gave up five hits, but we only got five hits. He didn't give up an earned run, but we lost 3-0. Tonight, you know, he gives up, what, three hits, gives up an earned run, and we still haven't scored for him. So anytime you put a guy out there that's, what, give up one earned run in 11 innings now, that's pretty good. And honestly, we have some other guys. You know, Matt Martin pitched very well last night against Cape Central, and then Chase Beard came in and pitched very well after that. So we feel like we're okay on pitching. Our biggest issue right now is what we're doing at the plate.
All right, Coach. Well, hopefully things get better for you guys, and appreciate the time as always.
Thank you much.
That is Jeff Young, head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us here today after a 2-0 loss to Festus.